This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to confront a great and consequential question. Did we overreact? Did we overreact disastrously? And in fact, panic in response to the coronavirus pandemic? There's a new book by three scholars, all of whom I respect, that argues passionately that the entire world overreacted with a lockdown strategy that hasn't worked when dealing with coronavirus. What should we have done? Or more to the point, what should we do now to curb the continuing spread of the virus? Because it's not suddenly and magically disappearing. It's not all of a sudden diluting and going away. In 39 of our 50 states, we seem to have increased cases, though a little bit less fatalities, because the treatment, as President Trump has rightly proclaimed, the treatments have been getting better and more effective. Where do we go from here? We'll be talking about that with Jay Richards of Discovery Institute, who's a friend of the show. And we will also be talking about the pandemic as a political issue. Will it be the decisive issue in this campaign? Or will we have a campaign that's about scandal? What I'm afraid of with the presidential town halls, they're dueling town halls, one for Joe Biden on ABC, one for President Trump, at exactly the same time at 8 p.m. Eastern time, one for President Trump on NBC. Those town halls, I mean, clearly one of the things that they're going to be asked about are the latest charges against Hunter Biden. I think that Joe Biden's going to have to face very direct questioning about that. And President Trump is going to have to face, I believe, some further questioning about his business dealings and his taxes, which are a problem. And for most people, they do not believe that President Trump paid his fair share of taxes. A problem in a campaign? Look, I think it would be much better if we heard from both candidates about what they plan to do for America, not simply in terms of making America great again, but how you get to great or back to great or arrive at great, how you achieve it. Not what it is that you want to achieve. 1-800-955-1776. President Trump today was campaigning in South Carolina. He was in Greenville, and he was very grateful, as you can imagine, for the very substantial and lengthy and detailed and damning piece about Hunter Biden, the presidential candidate's son, that ran in the New York Post. Here is President Trump, clip 5, on those charges.
Yesterday we learned from newly released emails, and I want to thank the New York Post for showing real bravery, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealings. Joe Biden is a corrupt politician, and he has been corrupt for many years, and everybody in Washington knew it. And just now, a little while ago, a new story shows up that Hunter made a deal with a wealthy Chinese business magnate for $10 million a year for introductions only. Introductions. I don't know. Will you take $10 million a year to introduce people? Yeah, to introduce Dad. Dad, say hello. And by the way, Dad, give them everything they want. Okay? Give them everything they want, Dad. Hunter also referred to another more lasting and lucrative arrangement with the same Chinese businessman that would be so much more interesting to me and my family. That's what he said. That's a quote.
Okay. This will surely come up in both of the presidential town halls tonight. The Biden campaign has completely denied and discounted the stories, and you might expect that they would. They have offered to produce details of Joe Biden's schedules, saying that the reference to a meeting with a Ukrainian businessman that was found on what people think might have been a laptop that was left behind at a computer repair shop, that might have been a laptop at one point belonging to Hunter Biden. But the question that comes up here is that when the Republicans, and it was the Republicans in the Senate Intelligence Committee, led by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, had taken a look at some of these matters, they were pretty clear in their results so far. They're continuing to investigate that they had seen no criminal behavior. And what they saw was plenty of unseemly behavior on the part of Hunter Biden from taking jobs that were dubious, given the fact that his father was the vice president of the United States. And Hunter, because it was unseemly, eventually dropped those positions. Will this become a determinative issue in this campaign? Certainly not if big tech can help it. They have made the terrible mistake, and I think it's a mistake, not a crime necessarily, but a terrible mistake of trying to suppress this story and to prevent any conversation about it. And Ted Cruz, strong supporter of the president, spoke out very directly and harshly. This is clip 6A about social media taking censorship into their own hands. Listen.
Last 2 days, we've seen a remarkable development. We have seen big tech. We've seen Twitter and Facebook actively interfering in this election in a way that has no precedent in the history of our country. Yesterday, the New York Post broke a story alleging serious corruption of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden concerning Ukraine. The allegations in the New York Post story, if true, indicate that Vice President Biden lied when he said he had never discussed his son's business dealings. That story, once the New York Post broke it, was blocked by Twitter and Facebook. Anyone who attempted to share it was prevented from sharing it on Twitter or Facebook. The New York Post itself, when it attempted to put out its story, was blocked on Twitter and Facebook. The New York Post has the fourth largest circulation of any newspaper in this country. Never before have we seen active censorship of a major press publication with serious allegations of corruption of one of the two candidates for president.
Okay, when people do use the term censorship, usually they mean the government intervenes. Now, this is not the government intervening. It is private companies, one of which, Twitter, has already acknowledged that they mishandled this profoundly. Then Ted Cruz went on to talk about a new piece attacking Joe Biden in the New York Post. We will get to that. And get to a Kamala Harris commenting, I believe, for the first time in a very partisan Democrat who helped her in the vice presidential debate. We're talking about the fly. How does Senator Harris view that intervention? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Ted Cruz was outspoken today. He's generally outspoken, but he was particularly outspoken about the role of Twitter and Facebook in particular in trying to cut off a story of corruption involving Hunter Biden. And look, this is not, it's worse than a crime. This is supposedly something that Talleyrand said about a decision Napoleon made. He said it's worse than a crime, it's a blunder. And meaning that if their intention was to actually change the course of the election or to hide this story, all they've done is get more attention to it. I want to call your attention to a new resource, which I'm proud to say is a sponsor of this show, which is a nonpartisan, no political agenda service that is open to you. It is free completely. It is called Contact My Politician. And at contactmypolitician.com, in just a few clicks, they set you up to reach your local representatives and city councils or county board of supervisors or state legislatures or the federal legislature itself. And in just a few clicks, you can share your thoughts, express your opinions, even let your voice be heard with video messages, wherever and whenever you want to send them. They work for you. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for contactmypolitician.com. A better way to make a difference and bring change. That's what Ted Cruz is trying to do regarding the, it would seem, a political slant, and very clear political slant from some prominent social media companies regarding this latest New York Post attack on Joe Biden and his family. This is Senator Cruz talking about the latest from the New York Post. Listen.
This morning, the story escalated and got even worse. The New York Post broke a second story of a series of emails that indicate yet more corruption. In this instance, the Biden family receiving millions of dollars from communist China government officials. Just minutes ago, I tried to share that story on Twitter. And Twitter is actively blocking right now, this instant, stories from the New York Post alleging corruption and the Biden family receiving millions of dollars from communist China. This is election interference, and we are 19 days out from an election. It has no precedent in the history of democracy.
And that's a response from the Biden campaign. Actually, wasn't particularly effective. This would be clip 7. The National Press Secretary, Jamal Brown, said he saw no problem. He was actually relieved that Twitter had not allowed the article to circulate. Listen.
I also want to ask you, Twitter has been under a little bit of fire for blocking tweets connected to this recent New York Post article about Hunter Biden's connections in Ukraine and Joe Biden's alleged involvement when he was vice president. What is your campaign response to this article, and do you think that Twitter is doing the right thing here?
Well, look, I think Twitter's response to the actual article itself makes clear that these, you know, purported allegations are false, and they're not true. And glad to, see, social media companies like Twitter taking responsibility to limit misinformation.
Okay, the point that Rich Lowry made, and I think it's an important point, over at National Review, is this is circular reasoning, is that Twitter has declared these articles false, and we therefore can count on the fact that the articles are false. In other words, isn't it up to some other source rather than Twitter, than a social media platform, to determine the veracity of any article? Is Twitter now going to stand behind anything that is communicated, anything that is retweeted? Are they simply going to have some kind of fact-checking process for every story? because that's simply impossible when you talk about the volume of material that they handle every day. And when you talk about the volume of material handled every day, and you think about the debate that isn't going to occur tonight, instead we have the dueling town hall meetings, which we'll report on in full, both of them, of course, tomorrow. But it brings up a recollection of the last debate, where a completely disproportionate amount of attention went to an aspect of the debate that wasn't really substantive. Look, it was hard to ignore. I mean, I saw that fly land on Mike Pence's white hair. But this is Rachel Maddow on MSNBC talking with Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for vice president, about that episode. This is clip 12. Listen.
I would kick myself if I didn't just ask you, before I let you go, if you noticed the fly on Vice President Pence's head at the time during the debate. Or if that was something that only... we could see it at home. Could you see it sitting next to him? did you have feelings about... Like, did you have the instinct to...
You know, Rachel, I just, you know, I think that it's important that we kind of find a way, all of us, to move on and, you know, kind of fly away from this subject onto something else. Yeah.
Okay, what was that laugh hiding? Look, this is one of those things where there's an obvious answer. She wasn't sitting right next to him. She should say that. They were separated by panels. You may remember that. They had the plexiglass panels. And I believe they were separated by about 12 feet. I think the chances are that she didn't see the fly on his head. Why doesn't she just say that? And first of all, what's hilarious about this? This is Senator Harris. Yes, you can disarm people by laughing, but usually only when something is arguably funny. There's nothing really funny about a pandemic and about now going on to 215,000 dead Americans. But it's a gigantic overreaction that has done more damage. So says a new book. We'll be talking to its co-author, Jay Richards, coming up on The Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is slamming Twitter for limiting distribution of a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's business activities in the Ukraine. Hunter Biden is the son of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. McCarthy told reporters that the big social media companies are guilty of hypocrisy and should lose the special protections the company enjoys.
Did big tech censor the world's largest sponsor of terrorism, the supreme leader of Iran? The answer to all three questions is no. If social media companies intend to use the protections provided by Congress for some Americans but not for others, We should remove those special standards altogether.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average rebounded in the final hour of trading to erase a 332-point drop from earlier in the day to finish virtually unchanged. The S&P 500 dropped 5 points on the day, and the NASDAQ was off about 50 points. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved Show. Regarding the coronavirus pandemic, it is not simply disappearing, evaporating. It's not going to be instantly solved by some kind of immediate vaccine. But what is the right answer? And has the lockdown model helped? Has it saved literally millions of lives? As everyone, by the way, including the President of the United States, has suggested. There's a very provocative, fascinating, well-researched new book called The Price of Panic, How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe. And it shows an image of a face on the cover, and the face has eyes, not mouth and nose, but eyes covered by one of those ubiquitous blue masks. The co-author of the book is Jay Richards, who is assistant research professor at the Bush School of Business and fellow at the Institute for Human Ecology at the Catholic University of America in Washington. He's also a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and executive editor of The Stream. Jay, thank you for the book. And let me ask you, first off, do you believe that the United States has handled the pandemic better or worse than other peer countries, developed countries?
I would say it's somewhere in the middle, actually. I think that the federalist system that we have honestly served us well. As Louis Brandeis said, we have these laboratories of democracy. And so since the states did not respond in a uniform way, we can now actually, at the very least, we've got a lot of data. So we can look at, look at all the kind of variation and decide how things go. I think honestly, there's so much variation from country to country that I think much of what happened isn't necessarily the result of anything the government did or didn't do. Taiwan, for instance, where my co-author William Briggs spent the entire time we were working on the book, they didn't have a lockdown. On the other hand, they are an island country, and for some reason, East Asia seemed to fare very well. The UK, on the other hand, which is sort of a pure country, they had lockdowns, and it was sort of a disaster. It was a huge disaster, of course, in Belgium and in Italy. Sweden did worse than Norway, but didn't have lockdowns. And so there's so much variation that really, I think, to get a statistical handle on it, you've got to look at the entire picture to try to tease out really the signal of government lockdowns from the noise of all the different variation.
Why did you have at the end of the book who got it right? And that's right before you give lessons for the future. You mentioned Taiwan before, and you indicated it may not have been government policy. Why is Germany so regularly hailed for its relative success?
Well, it just really has to do, first of all, with the fact that they did many of the things, of course, that are sort of officially applauded. So they didn't take the more hands-off approach that Sweden did. But their numbers were pretty good. I mean, this is the sort of confounding thing, is that their numbers, even though they're sort of close to Belgium, which also had lockdowns, Belgium was a disaster. And so the reality is we honestly think that all sorts of variations from population density to some kind of pre-existing immunity for particular people groups, to things like latitude, really play a role in this darn thing. And that was something we didn't have a handle on that in February or in March. That's why I am inclined to be forgiving for what politicians did right at the beginning. It's a different thing, though, now in October, when we have a heck of a lot more data about what works, what doesn't seem to have an effect, and especially the way in which it differentiates its danger to different segments of the population.
Now, you and your co-authors, and I should mention the book is co-authored by Douglas Axe and William M. Briggs. Jay Richards, you mention that some of the initial projections by the Imperial College London and by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington spooked the whole world. And President Trump still cites those statistics. I mean, they had predicted at University of Washington that if we did absolutely nothing, we would have more than 2 million deaths, 2.2 million deaths. Do you believe that's true?
No, I think it's demonstrably false now. It's based upon an infection fatality rate of 3.4%. And it was the same as the Imperial College London model, which was the model that we think Anthony Fauci probably cited when he advised President Trump. President Trump said on April the 8th that I was told by two very smart people in my office that if we did not lock the country down, we'd have 2.2 million deaths. That number comes straight out of the Imperial College London model, which just assumed, just stipulated in the model, infection fatality rate of 3.4%, which at the time was based on almost no data at all. They used some, maybe a sample size of a few people from some flights out of China. It's the same thing with the IHME at the University of Washington. We now know that the infection fatality rate is around 0.15 to 0.23% is the estimate we give in the book. The World Health Organization is actually suggests it might even be lower than that now. So we know that that's not true. It's understandable politically that President Trump is still saying that, because he's being accused of being a murderer for the 200,000 people that died. And so he's effectively saying, well, if I'm to believe, you know, what I was told, that we've saved 2 million lives. Now, we don't think that's true. We just simply don't think that, based on what we know now about the coronavirus, that that many people would have died. We also don't think the government imposed lockdowns over and above the voluntary social distancing actually made any difference. And we think we can show that just by analyzing the details of the states.
Okay. What should we do now? What's your conclusion about American policy toward the end of 2020 and for the next administration, either a continuation of the Trump administration or Biden administration? What should the future bring to bring us back to normal from the pandemic?
Well, we think absolutely we should not have population-wide lockdowns. In fact, the World Health Organization a year ago said there's no evidence that those work. They changed their mind in mid-year, and then here this last week, they're now saying, actually, population-wide lockdowns are a disaster, and they just harm the poor, and they destroy economies. We think that something like the Great Barrington Declaration, which calls for focused protection, is exactly the right approach. Use all of our efforts and energy to protect those people that we know are especially vulnerable, especially the elderly and the ill that are housed together in nursing homes. Use absolutely all the arsenals of our disposal at our disposal now to treat the people that do actually get sick, including some of the experimental stuff that President Trump received. Continue working toward a vaccine, but we're somewhat pessimistic that a vaccine is going to happen anytime soon. But we absolutely think the last thing we want to do is shut down the economy again. In fact, we think that the massive shutdowns will ultimately probably kill as many people as have been killed by the coronavirus. And that's just a bad policy.
The book is called The Price of Panic. The authors are Douglas Axe, William M. Briggs, and Jay Richards. Have you had angry responses to your book yet?
We've had a few angry responses. I think we were shown by Amazon.com, actually, the day it released a couple of days ago, that there were a bunch of people trying to get on and give us one-star reviews that clearly hadn't read the book, and Amazon's algorithm actually caught that. So I've got some nasty emails, of course, but, you know, so much of what we say is actually confirmed by the numbers of the CDC. When we were writing the book in the spring and in the summer, we were making some risky predictions. We didn't really expect that, you know, by now, actually, a lot of the what might be considered controversial numbers, you can find them if you just look with a few minutes at the CDC website. So
appreciate the conversation and congratulations on the book. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. It's called The Price of Panic. Jay Richards, the co-author. When we come back, a moving story about cow hugging as a wellness trend. Amazing? We'll get to that coming up.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
History of the MedVet Show. We used to do an occasional feature called Bovine Buddies, and I used the theme song Cows with Guns. You may remember it. Well, now there is a new trend that was celebrated by the BBC, and it's also a trend that was described a little bit more acerbically and skeptically by Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. Listen.
Well, people aren't getting in the hugs they used to before the pandemic. So if you need a hug, there's this. There is a Dutch practice called cow hugging, where people literally hug cows for hours. The BBC says the cow's warmer body temperature, slower heartbeat, and mammoth size can make hugging an incredibly soothing experience. And during the pandemic, cow hugging has apparently become a lot more popular.
Cow hugging? What a wonderful idea for humans. And I'm sure the cows appreciate this too. I mean, for centuries, we've just been milking them. You could just go to a farm and hug a cow. And if a regular cow isn't available, seriously though, cow hugging does sound pretty sweet. But you have to be careful though. Because you don't want to be in a McDonald's in a few years from now going, "Don't look now, but my ex is in that Big Mac. This is so awkward. Oh my God." Also, do you think about how confusing this is from the cow's perspective? Right? One day, humans are coming over to kill you, and then the next day, we're coming over to hug? The cow must be like, "Look, man, either chop me up or put a ring on it, but enough with the mind games."
Okay. It turns out that, at least according to the BBC, the cuddling experience can be pleasurable for the cattle themselves. A 2007 study in the Journal of Applied Animal Behavioral Sciences, one of my very favorite publications, never miss an issue. A 2007 study in the Journal of Applied Animal Behavioral Science stated that cows show cues of deep relaxation, stretching out and allowing their ears to fall back when massaged in particular areas of their neck and upper back. Okay, this is a Dutch practice. It's called in Dutch knuffelen, literally cow hugging. And cow cuddlers, says the BBC, typically start by taking a tour of the farm before resting against one of the cows for 2 to 3 hours. That's a long cuddle. The cow's warmer body temperature and slower heartbeat and mammoth size can make hugging them an incredibly soothing experience. And giving the animal a back rub, reclining against them, or even getting licked is all part of the therapeutic encounter. Obviously, people who are heavy meat eaters might have some kind of cognitive dissonance here, some kind of inconsistency. But the one point I would say to Trevor Noah about it being confusing for cows, if the cows have knowledge that the human being is coming to kill you, well, then they probably aren't going to be involved in a future cuddling episode. The wholesome pastime, according to the experts, emerged in rural Dutch provinces more than a decade ago, and is now part of a wider Dutch movement to bring people closer to nature and to country life. Okay, fine. You know why I think this is going to have a tough time catching on in the United States? I'll tell you why. Because we are an impatient people. And if you're talking about spending, 3 to 4 hours cow hugging, I'm just not sure that's going to work for Americans. Okay, Jeremy also informs me that the Dutch also brought us a scouting tradition known as dropping. We covered this on the show, in which groups of children, generally pre-teenagers, are deposited in the forest and expected to find their way back to base. And it's at night, usually. The children are taught not to depend too much on adults. Adults are taught to allow children to solve their own problems. Okay, and apparently there are kids who die every year with this practice. So we don't have to do everything the way the Dutch do it. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who doesn't often say wonderful things, she was the author of that quote that the dogma lives loud within her about Amy Coney Barrett. That was when she was being confirmed for the Court of Appeals. She seems to have had a much better experience with this confirmation hearing. How do we know? Because she said so. This is the ranking Democrat, Dianne Feinstein, addressing the Senate Judiciary Chair, Lindsey Graham. Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank you. This has been one of the best set of hearings that I've participated in. And I want to thank you for your fairness and the opportunity of going back and forth. It leaves one with a lot of hopes, a lot of questions, and even some ideas, perhaps some good bipartisan legislation we can put together to make this great country even better. So thank you so much for your leadership.
Okay, could he use that in a campaign ad? He could definitely use some help in campaign ads. And it just is an indication. It's different this time. Because whenever a justice for the Supreme Court is confirmed, there tends to be a rally around the new nominee impulse. But here, it doesn't even wait for the confirmation. People are rallying around a future Justice Barrett right now. That didn't happen as quickly with another justice on the Supreme Court. He's the subject of a remarkable documentary which was shown on PBS. It's now available on streaming, on DVD. It's a movie that really I think you want to see. It's about Clarence Thomas. It's called Created Equal. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
With the Supreme Court the focus of much of the news, there's a wonderful new documentary about one of the justices who continues his service. That would be Clarence Thomas, whose controversial story comes alive in Created Equal, now available on various streaming services.
Someplace in my life, the road split off. The problem is I can never go back completely to the world I came from.
Based on 30 hours of intimate interviews with Justice Thomas and additional recollections from his wife, Ginny, this gorgeously crafted, visually stunning film traces his progress from appalling poverty in the segregated South to student black radical days in Holy Cross University, to Yale Law School, and ultimately the Supreme Court. In this masterfully edited gem, it's rated PG-13, that deserves 4 stars, and every American should see it.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And it is, as you would expect, a very inspiring film that also talks about some of Clarence Thomas's religious journey. And there are now six members of the court who are Catholics of various intensity, but some of them of very serious intensity, including Justice Thomas, and you hear about that here. Tomorrow we'll be talking to that Stanford professor, T.J. Luhrmann, who I mentioned before, who has written a piece about how Justice Barrett's, I'm already calling her Justice, not just Judge, that Justice Barrett's deep Catholic faith is actually makes her less predictable, not more predictable. Why? We'll speak to psychological anthropologist T.J. Luhrmann next time on the MedVed Show. We will also talk about a big new movie with a big starry cast, including Eddie Redmayne and Sacha Baron Cohen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Mark Rylance. It's called The Trial of the Chicago Seven, and at a time of social unrest in the country, this looks at some of the most famous riots of the 1960s, those 1968 convention riots that racked the Democratic convention. Does the movie get the history right? Well, we'll tell you. And is it actually worth seeing, both as a dramatic piece and a historical version? We'll cover it all and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.